Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in Yani Kibra Ve'em, Osek B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. We've already had many, many Shiurim, B'siyata D'Shmaya, and we are continuing forward, again, based on the Torah, Amreinu Rabbeinu Agon HaGadol, Rado Yitzhak Manzatzal. And now, we'd like to discuss the following Shaila. What would be the din if somebody started doing the mitzvah of Kibra Ve'em, and then came along a mitzvah, she'efsher la'asos al-idei acherim. And then came along a mitzvah that could not be done by others. Should he stop his kibud av'eim or not? Again, in the Rambam we saw that if you have two mitzvahs in front of you, kibud av'eim and another mitzvah depends. If the mitzvah can be done by somebody else, let the person do the other mitzvah and do your kibud av'eim, and if it can't be done by someone else, then you do the kibud, then you do the other mitzvah, and you don't do your kibud av'eim. That's all if they're both in front of you. But let's say you started doing kibud av'eim, and then came along a mitzvah that nobody else could do. But you started already kibud av'eim. And now came along a mitzvah that can't be done by others. Had you not started, then you would do the mitzvah she'efshel la'asos de'acherim. But here you started the kibud av'eim. So should you stop your kibud av'eim or not? In Yoredei Reish Mem Vav Sif Yud Ches, it says that by Talmud Torah, if you're in the middle of learning, then you should stop to do a mitzvah she'efshel la'asos al-idei acherim, that nobody else can do it. Writes the Shach there, and Sif Katan Yud Ches, Tavim Ayin and Simon Reish Mem Sif Yud Beis and Orach Chaim Tav Reish Pei Zayin. In other words, where is he sending you? He's sending you to Chutz Kibud Av'eim. So he's medame, the Shach is medame, the din of Kibud Av'eim, legabe mitzvahs she'efshel la'asos al-idei acherim. Ledin, Talmud Torah. And there, by Talmud Torah, not only if you have a mitzvah that can't be done by anybody else, does it precede Talmud Torah? But if you're in the middle of learning, you push it, stop your learning, and you do the mitzvah, she'efshel la'asos al-idei acherim. And that would be the same din, says the Shach, by Kibud Av'eim. That's the mashmaus of the Shach. That by Kibud Av'eim, if you have a mitzvah, she'efshel la'asos al-idei acherim, and you're in the middle of your Kibud Av'eim, you have to stop your Kibud Av'eim and do that other mitzvah. But in the Sefer Charedim, Perek Aleph, Simen Chaf, he writes not to stop your kibud av'eim even if the mitzvah can't be done by others. Ayin Sham and the Charedim, the Taz and Choshen Mishpat Reish Samach Vav writes Gam also, you don't stop your kibud av'eim. So writes the Birka Yosef and Aruch Chaim Simen Lamed Ches Siv Katan Zayin, that you don't stop the kibud av'eim. He's medayik from the Ran in Kedushin Daf Lamed Beis, when your father tells you Hashkini Mayim. Your mother tells you Ashkini Mayim. From that sugya, the Ran is medayik that if you started Kibud Av'eim, you don't stop to do any other mitzvah. And he discusses there that you don't compare Talmud Torah to Kibud Av'eim. Talmud Torah you do stop for a mitzvah shalasos de'acher, and to Kibud Av'eim you don't. So Ayin Sham, in the Birkei Yosef, how he learns it from the Ran. But for our purposes, we could say as follows, that it's talui in what we discussed in the previous Shiurim. If the din of Osek b'mitzvah is a tour in the mitzvah, in other words, if Osek b'mitzvah is a p'tur in the mitzvah, that if you're doing mitzvah A, then mitzvah B is in chal. But if mitzvah B is chal, then there's no p'tur. So we said in earlier shiurim, in an earlier shiur, that it's a din b'mitzvah pratis hazu neged zu. For example, if you're osik b'mitzvah d'rabbanan, do you stop for a mitzvah d'oraisa? So midin the mitzvah d'rabbanan, the mitzvah d'rabbanan doesn't have the power to neutralize a mitzvah d'oraisa, to pat you from mitzvah d'oraisa. A mitzvah d'oraisa, if you're osek in one mitzvah, it doesn't have the power to pat you from a number of mitzvahs. So since we can't have bittul mitzvahs, mipnei kibud aveim, ein b'teila ha-mitzvah ashniya. So other mitzvahs can't be batul mipnei kibud aveim, as the Rambam says. It says in Chazal that both you and your father are chayavim b'chvodi, chvod Hashem. So you can't be mevatel other mitzvahs mipnei kibud aveim. So the other mitzvah isn't batel, and if the other mitzvah isn't batel, if the other mitzvah is still chal, hareze kishneim lefanav. So now both mitzvahs are before you, and now you're chayv in the other mitzvah. The other mitzvah takes precedence, because atav avicha chayav mechvodi. So even though you're in the middle, you're involved in your kibud aveim, you have to stop to do the other mitzvah, because kibud aveim doesn't have the power to pat you from another mitzvah. But if it's a din ba'osek, that, as we discussed, is a din klali. It's a din klali that if you're involved in a mitzvah, you don't have to do other mitzvahs. It doesn't matter what the mitzvah is. We don't look at the specific mitzvah. It's a din the osek, not in the mitzvah, but in the osek. And there we say, ein mevatlin mitzvah mipnei mitzvah. If you're osek in A, you don't have to be osek in B. As we discussed from the Kiryat Sefer, and we don't distinguish, doesn't matter which mitzvah. Sof, patur me'esek ha-mitzvah acheres. You're patur from the esek of the other mitzvah. So if it's din in the mitzvah, then you would stop your kibud aveim. If it's din in the esek, then you wouldn't stop your kibud aveim. So it emerges that the shach and the taz argue, as we discussed in an earlier shir, about if you have to be mashlim your tefillah when you were putter, al tosek b'mitzvah. Let's say you were osek b'mitzvah, you're busy with mitzvah A, and you couldn't daven. So you have to be mashlim your tefillah afterwards. So that's a machlokes between the shach and the taz. And it would appear that they're going now l'shitasam. What did they say over there? The Taz says that if you're osek b'mitzvah and you couldn't daven, you're chayav afterwards to be mashlim like other onis. The Shach says you're not chayav b'tashlumin. Taz says you are. So here they're l'shitasam. L'das hashach, who says you don't have to be mashal in your tefillah, he holds that it's a p'tur from the chalos mitzvah. But by kibud aveim, that it's not a p'tur in the chalos mitzvah, the second mitzvah is chal, because you and your father are both chayav mechvodi. So memeila, you have to do the second mitzvah. The Taz holds it's a din p'tur ba'osek. You're busy. In other words, the second mitzvah still is there. You're still chayav in tefillah, you just can't do it, because you're busy with this other mitzvah. But there's still a mitzvah of tefillah. So that's a p'tur in the osek, you're busy. Not that there's no chalos mitzvah, there's a chalos mitzvah. But right now you're just busy with mitzvah A, so you can't do mitzvah, you can't daven. Therefore you have to make it up afterwards, that's the Taz. So we have that also in kibud aveim, we also have a p'tur ba'osek. And therefore the Taz holds by kibud aveim that if you're busy with kibud aveim, you shouldn't stop to do another mitzvah. Whereas the Shach holds, no, the other mitzvah is chal. You're also kibud aveim. The other mitzvah is also chal, so you have to go over and do the other mitzvah. The other mitzvah takes precedence. That's the Shach. He compares it to Talmud Torah. in the Birkei Yosef said that the Ran holds that you're patur from another mitzvah when you start a kibud av v'aim, because according to the Ran, as was discussed in an earlier shiur, it's a patur ba'osek, and you have that also in kibud av v'aim. And the Ran there says d'lo mafliginan b'mitzvahs, just like the Kiryat Sefer says b'lashon Rambam. Now in the previous shiur we saw in the Rambam that both, that in kibud av v'aim you have both. You have the Asek and you have the mitzvah. You have Osek and mitzvah. So you could possibly say that the Shach agrees with the Rambam that by kibud av v'aim you have both Osek and mitzvah. And since there's a patur in the mitzvah itself, like for example by tefillah, the mitzvah, your pater from tefillah be'etzem, so therefore the shach writes, you don't need hashlama for your tefillah. But by kibud av v'aim, when it's yefshar adei acherim, the mitzvah comes up that's yefshar adei acherim, so the second mitzvah is chal. And if there's a din bittul mi mitzvah le mitzvah, kamokain yeshno din bittul mi mitzvah veret le kibud av v'aim, you could have a din that one mitzvah is mevatel another mitzvah, one mitzvah is mafki another mitzvah. The etzem mitzvah paters. So the etzem mitzvah paters, and you, therefore you're not chayiv in the second mitzvah. So if there's such an inyan of bittul mi mitzvah le mitzvah, there's also a din of din bittul mi mitzvah veres le kibud av v'aim. In other words, since here you have a mitzvah shev shalas sacherim, you're not going to be able to do it, and you have kibud av v'aim, so this mitzvah shev shalas sacherim is mevatel the kibud av v'aim. And since kibud av v'aim is bittul, memele you should do the other mitzvah. But the Rambam is talking about a different case. The Rambam is talking about not Ef Shalasa Deachem, Ef Shalasa Deachem. So if it's a mitzvah she'ef Shalasa Deachem, then the nidon is mitzad the Asek, because the mitzvah can be done by somebody else. The nidon is the Asek that you're involved in kibud av v'aim, and there you're going to be pater. In other words, you're busy with kibud av v'aim, you don't have to do the other mitzvah. There lo mafilgina bein mitzvah la mitzvah. That's when you have both of them in front of you, and the mitzvah, the other mitzvah, can be done by somebody else. So mitzad, the mitzvah itself, the mitzvah is going to be fulfilled by somebody else. So now you only have a shayla of the asek. So if you're osek and kibud av v'aim, which you tell you to do because of its chashivos, so memela you're patur from being osek in the other mitzvah, and the other mitzvah is going to be fulfilled. But the shach is talking about where the other mitzvah will not be fulfilled. Yeshalasas idei acherim. So just like you find one mitzvah neutralizes another mitzvah, so too by kibud av v'aim we say that even if you're already involved in kibud av v'aim, but you have to do this mitzvah veres, and that chiyuv to do the mitzvah veres is mevatel mitzvah kibud av v'aim. There's no more asek in kibud av v'aim. You're not supposed to be involved in that anymore, and you do the other mitzvah. So that's when you have both in front of you. That's when you already started your kibud av v'aim and came along a mitzvah she'ef shalas asal adei acherim. The Rambam, when he says to stick with the kibud av v'aim, it's not a steer to the shach. The Rambam says to stick with the kibud av v'aim is when you have kibud av v'aim and a mitzvah she'ef shalas asal adei acherim, and you have to choose which one. You do the kibud av v'aim because the kibud av v'aim is so chashuv, so you choose that mitzvah. And now, once you're involved in it, osik mitzvah patrim and a mitzvah, and the other mitzvah is going to be done by somebody else. So shalma, you're not going to lose out on the other mitzvah. The other mitzvah is not mevatel kibud av v'aim. But according to the Shach, the other mitzvah is mevatul kibud ave'em. In his case, where we're talking about where you, it's a mitzvah she'efshel la'aseh la'adayachem. So the mitzvah itself is mevatul kibud ave'em, and memela you should do the other mitzvah. So there's still more to say this mahalach, and hopefully b'tzos Hashem darkeinu, we will continue b'li neder. Hashem should give us life and health. We'll continue in a future shir. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.